Let's do this.
Okay, I hit record. Can you give me a soundbite thing? Can you attest? Your levels are great. I got this from the Sound Test Academy. Insofar as the learned council cannot derive the fullest succor from any quotidian oh, fuck. God damn it. No. Just...
You hurt my feelings here. I need to hear the rest of that.
I'll read it to you later. Joe, we forgot to decide who's doing the welcome to the podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's you. I nominate you and I second to you.
All right. Quality content. Hey, everybody. Welcome to JVC. You can't tell because you listened to this well after the fact, but we're recording way later than usual. I haven't opened my beer yet. Joe has. He's also taking a shit, so we should be good to go. And as soon as the music changes from this lyrical stuff to the heavy beat crap, we'll move right into it in 3, 2, 1. Hey Joe, how's
love
it
going?
How's it going? What's up? Joe, are you there?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm here. I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be home. I feel like this podcast is home.
Yeah, this is our home. This is where we live. And next time Ian's on, I'm gonna say it to him. I'm gonna say, you're at my house. Ian's a really nice guy though. I'm not gonna be mean to him. I'm gonna say, hey, welcome to my house. That's what I'm gonna say. Or if my dad's on, or your dad, or our moms. Anybody gets on the show, Joe, I'm going to say, welcome to our house.
Mm-hmm. I feel like JBC is my home within my home, because I record it in my home.
Yeah.
I always feel good when I come home, but then on Thursday, I get to go to my home within my home.
Yeah. And usually it's
that
at 8...
Please
go ahead.
No, that sounds like nonsense somehow.
How apropos. I was going to say something really stupid, and I'm glad you didn't let me interrupt you. Nonsense is the subject for tonight's podcast. Normally, Joe, you and I are always on topic. We never meander. It's always very astute and clear. But tonight, we're just going to let it all hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Sarcasm. Do you have anything in particular you want to talk about on the nonsense tip, or should we wait for Roiksop to stop before we actually get into? Because we're dedicated, as always, to playing the whole fucking song. We just love it so fucking much. Who is this singer? Did we figure that out?
You did. I can't remember who it is.
Inga or something?
We often pay homage to the Roiksop because, you know, it's... the intro, it's the outro.
Yeah.
You figured out who the singer was. You figured out that she had collaborated with Aha, which kind of that blew my mind. I was like, Aha!
Yeah. Annalie Drucker, that's her name. I have it tattooed on my thigh, but I was sitting on the part where I couldn't read it. I had to stand up and take a look there. Remember that movie Memento, where the guy had no memory, and so he tattooed memories so he could remember to do stuff. Remember that guy?
Yeah. And he woke up and there was tattoos all over his body. And one of them was like, don't eat that donut. And he's like, that's nonsense.
I feel like, Joe, your approach to nonsense is so nonsensical that it's so nonsensey. It's very meta. I really like this a lot, I got to tell you.
Well, look, there's always themes that we're going to come back to. I think we're just trying to make it easy for ourselves. Last week was real easy because it was just
no
nothing.
Prep show. Yeah.
Whatever the hell. And we're like, oh, let's get back to themes. And guess what? The theme is nonsense, which is even easier because no matter what we say, it's going to be just that.
I think it's hilarious how you can, like, no matter what is said, you can say blah, blah, blah. And that's nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do a practice. I'm going to say something and then you respond. In some ironical way,
okay.
And then say that's not okay. I'm gonna try something. All right. Hey Joe, I went to the pet store today and couldn't find any dogs, so I just bought the leash.
You couldn't find any dogs at a pet shop? Motherfucker, that sounds like nonsense.
Even my super-duper lame thing became funny because of the way you said, motherfucker, that's nonsense.
Well, try it one more time.
Okay. I went to the grocery store today to look for a bottle of diet caffeine-free Mountain Dew, you know, in the what the fuck's the point section of the grocery store.
Well, look, if it's both diet and caffeine-free, that makes no sense.
Brilliant. Let me turn that down a little bit.
Possibly less than brilliant, but
no, absolutely
maybe good
brilliant.
Enough. Or maybe not good enough. Or maybe nonsense.
It could be nonsense. So we're on the subject of nonsense. Let me ask you a few questions. Number one, what are you drinking?
Now, I haven't drank one of these since I was doing the horror podcast with my cousin. And it's not a horrifying drink. It's just that there's tomato sauce in it. And okay. So for the horror podcast, that was like, ooh, it's bloody.
Because
there's tomato sauce in it. No, it's just a Bud Light Clamato.
A Clamato.
Chelada. Well, it's a chelada. It's Bud Light and Clamato. Put those two together, it's a chelada. So, yeah, I have one of those. How about you?
What's a Clamata? You've told me this 1,000 times, but make it 1,001. What's a Clamata? I thought it already had the...
Man, you know a lot about a lot of fancy drinks, but there's this thing called Clamato, which is just tomato sauce or tomato juice and clam juice with salt and lime in it. And it's called Clamato. And if you dump a little of that into a Bud Light... It's called a chelada.
Oh, or a michelada. Yeah, okay, now I remember.
No, it is not a michelada. God damn it, we've been over this. Michelada is different. It's got like Worcestershire sauce in it and maybe like a little bit of like poop. I mean, michelada is gross. A chelada is refreshing.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it, even though it sounds like nonsense. I had a story to tell you about something.
I have a feeling we're going to say that word like that a few times.
We are probably. Oh, I remember what I was going to tell you. So nobody will know this unless they have some sort of weird perception. But the reason we're recording so late is because I was at the Co-Cost today doing some shopping. And I did that because I thought I could get through. But you can never shop at Co-Cost. You know, quickly, right? Because the lines are really long and they got like a billion things. You have to eat all the samples. And so that's why we're recording late, because I was over at the Co-Cost. Or excuse me, sorry. I always pronounce it wrong. It's the Go-Cost, not the Co-Cost. It's our...
Yeah, the Go-Cost. But yeah. Then you did that because I requested a later recording time.
A little bit.
None of this means anything to our listener. This is nonsense to our listener because... they're going to listen to it at the same time
whenever
the fuck they listen to it, which is maybe tomorrow morning or maybe on Saturday or Sunday, or if they're a real fucking loser, like Monday morning.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well,
nonsense.
I wanted to tell
you went to Go-Cost.
Yeah.
And I was ready to record earlier and you were like, I'm at Go-Cost.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. And I wanted to kind of tell the story because like – Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to – I live in Seattle, Texas. Have you ever been to the real Seattle, like Seattle, Washington? You ever been up there?
Yeah, that's where they throw the fishes and there's a needle up the space's ass and it's really cool.
Yeah, I've only been there once. I was going to be doing a demo at the International Car Washing Symposium that we have here in Texas twice a year. And I needed my car to be really, really filthy, you know, so that I could do this demo. And I thought, you know what? I'll just drive it around for a little while without washing it. And I'm pretty fastidious when it comes to my cars. I wash them a lot. But I said, I'll drive it around. So I decided, you know what? Screw it. I'll just drive up to Seattle, Washington, and see what it's like. And
from Texas to Washington, that's a pretty brief drive, right?
It took days because I got distracted a lot. There's apparently a lot of things on the road I mean, like, there's the biggest ball of twine, the biggest pair of underpants, the biggest mountain, you know, and I wanted to see all that stuff. But anyway, I got up to Seattle, Washington, and my car was filthy, so I'm like, this is great. And Seattle has a, apparently, it has like a little, there's a town next to it called Kirkland, and that's where Costco has their headquarters. And I didn't know that. I'm just looking for a Frappuccino, and this guy comes up to me. He says, hey, what's that say on your shirt? And I was wearing and I'm not going to say it wrong this time. I was wearing my Kokos shirt that they gave to me. The guys at
Kokos. I was going to say, you got it backwards. That's Go Cost, so not Cost Go.
No. It's Co with a C cost, and it's part of the story. The Kokos shirt they gave to me because I had bought more rain bleach than anybody else for a whole year, and this is like their little thank you, right? Rain bleach is this thing that you use to wash cars with. And so I'm wearing my Kokos shirt, which has their slogan on it, which is, you can't find a better deal, or can you? In italics, you know, with a great big question mark, which is really stupid. And this guy comes up to me, he's like, hey, what are you wearing there? And I told him about Kokos, you know, it's this big store, what do you call it, a big factory store, I don't know what they call them. And, well, long story short, too late, turns out this guy was an executive at Costco, right? And he didn't know, nobody at Costco knew about Kokos. So there's this huge lawsuit, all because of me, right? Huge lawsuit, and Kokos kind of, like, they spent all their money on lawyer fees, and they eventually went bankrupt. And the thing is this guy who lives here in Texas, he bought, filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. He bought them out, and he changed the name from Kokos to Gokos. And apparently, that's all that he needed to do. They're no longer in violation of any kind of, like, trademark infringement. And he didn't even change the signs. Like, he didn't go and get new signs. He just had some dipshit go up there with some paint and put a little bar on the bottom of the C so it looks like a G. Right? So now it's Gokos.
It's fucking nonsense.
It's silly. And here's, you know what the worst part of that story is? I'm driving back to Seattle, Texas with my filthy car. And, you know, I'm listening to Steve Miller Band because the cassette tape is stuck. And that's, like, the only tape I've got is the Steve Miller Band, you know, Abracadabra. And as I get through the panhandle of Texas, huge fucking rainstorm. By the time I get back to my house, my car is perfectly clean.
So sorry.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
So now we have Gokos. Yeah.
My mind is stuck on the Steve Miller song Abracadabra, as it's it seems like magically abusive. Like,
yeah, I want to reach out and grab
you. Abracadabra, I'm gonna reach out and grab you.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem consensual. I don't know.
No, and listen to it for 4 days straight, dude.
No.
Yeah, it's all I had. Couldn't turn it off. So anyway, that's why we're recording a little bit later than usual. Just wanted to tell you that story.
Well, I think our listener just deserves it.
He does.
So, or now, she. I wanted to say a little something about our listener, because it's that means something different now. That is, I think there's maybe 5 to 10 people that listen to the podcast at this point.
What?
Yeah, I mean, damn. But here's the thing. It's pretty clear that at any one moment or any time of the day that there's only one person listening to it. Now, nobody's listening to it at the same time.
Yes.
Can't tell you how I came up with that. Well, yeah, I can, because I know each of the people that listen to it. And
okay.
Turns out their schedules are very different. And the fact is, our listener is an appropriate thing to say, because only one person is listening to this at a time, which kind of makes it special for each person.
Yes.
If this were a special program, and if this program meant anything.
But it doesn't, because it's nonsense.
Thank you.
Is that what you're saying?
All right.
So what you're telling me is, if a person were listening to our podcast and they were walking around, say, I don't know, Kirkland, there's no chance that someone else will go, hey, I'm listening. Are we listening to the same? are you? Did we? Ah. And the other person would go, ah. And they just point at each other. You can't see me, but I'm pointing at an imaginary person. Imagine Mary.
Imagine in the Mary. Mirror?
I swear to God, I haven't even had a third of this beer yet. I'm already... I can't talk anyway. They'll go, but that's not going to happen, you're telling me, because nobody ever listens to it at the same time. Do you think that we could make that a thing, like you're not allowed to? You know? Like, if two people are listening to it at the same time...
No, and it's too late, just because talking to our listener, I think no matter what, let's say we have 18 listeners and two or three of them are listening to this podcast at the same time. We're going to say listener because we want to make each of our listeners feel special. So it doesn't matter. This has transitioned from us. It's not just self-deprecation about our podcast anymore. It's about making each listener feel like the only listener. And guess what that is?
Nonsense.
Thank you.
I really like this idea, Joe. I really like this idea of making our listeners feel special. In fact, I want to take that idea of them feeling special and I want to apply every bit of my training and my talent and the gold medal winning efforts. You know, like a gold medal, like an Olympic effort. I want this to be a special Olympics experience for each and every person who is the only person who listens to our podcast. A special Olympic effort. Now, if I haven't offended the fuck out of all of you, you really, really need to stop listening right now. And if I have, then keep listening. And that's called irony. And what's irony, Joe?
Nonsense.
Thank you.
All right, so I want to transition into – I know that we're not a political podcast in any way.
Not in any way.
I think – well, let me correct that a little bit.
Oh.
We're so politically incorrect. I really believe that. I mean we've – by my own sensibilities, we have crossed the line so many times that – political incorrectness is – the fact that we're politically incorrect is an understatement. So there is some sort of politics involved here just when it comes to, you know, are we paying attention to that? Do we care about it? The answer is no. But – okay. How can I approach this?
You know what?
I don't want it to be political. I don't want it to be political, but I do want to discuss the nonsense of political correctness.
Okay.
So with that, Jason, can you – where are you at with that? And then we'll go back to something we do rather often, which is I'll maybe just disagree with you, or
okay.
I'll find that you've misrepresented us, and I'll jump down your throat.
Fair
so
enough.
Go ahead.
Okay, political correctness, like seriously, or, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about political correctness? Where are you at with it? Well, now that's not a partisan thing. We don't have to be political. We don't even have to be like topical when it comes to the news of the day.
Sure.
I'm just saying. The climate of the society that we live in mm-hmm. has certain standards, and yeah. I want you to tell me what your ideas around that are. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Okay, I am very briefly. I'm all for political correctness. Very briefly, I think that being as politically correct as possible is a very, very good thing, and I understand
there nonsense.
You're going to say that no matter what I said, right?
Yeah, kind of. That okay. was cheap. No, keep talking.
Well, I can appreciate why some people feel that political correctness is abused or it delimits their ability to express themselves. And I agree to some extent that it does keep people from expressing themselves. And when it comes to a person being a raging asshole, I want to know that they're a raging asshole. And so I think that they should not be politically correct so that I can lambast them for being an asshole just and not lambast them for merely being politically incorrect. If somebody says, you know, you can't call a kid with Down syndrome retard because it's politically incorrect, and that's just stupid because we all know that he's a retard. So why are we trying to, you know, butter things up? It's like, well, he's not just a retard. He's actually a human being with emotions and feelings and aspirations and dreams and thoughts, and he can contribute to society. And when you boil him down to a word like retard, what you're doing is not demonstrating that he is one-dimensional. What you're doing is demonstrating that you, sir, are one-dimensional. And if that's what you want to achieve, why drag him into it? Why not just walk around with a t-shirt that says, I'm a big fucking asshole, and then we all know, and you don't have to hurt anybody's feelings? Because that's what you're achieving by being, you know, oh, you, I can't be not politically correct. And that's kind of my standpoint on it. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. I mean, yeah, we've crossed many, many lines here on the show, but we've done it with an air of, I think, parody and irony. And that doesn't necessarily give us, you know, that doesn't forgive us if we've offended someone. But at the same time, our effort was in, you know, being stupid. Our effort wasn't in trying to get away with something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, what's your opinion, Joe?
No. Well, I was hoping that we could kind of delve into this a little bit. The fact is, yes, in the name of comedy, we, you know, might say things that are like, ooh. And even Ian, who will hear this, our listener tomorrow, or maybe the day after, he is a sensitive guy in the best way. He doesn't want anybody to be hurt.
Right.
He's got a great sense of humor. And there's a line that kind of gets shifted back and forth, because we can't just – if you want to enjoy humor in your life, you can't just try to pull out any joke that might be – abrasive to anyone. You know what I mean? If,
yeah.
Considering anybody at all times, that takes away all jokes, because the fact is jokes are kind of laughing at the tragedy, or they're laughing at the problems that we have in life. So
yeah.
If you're going to be 100% full on politically correct, all humor just it drops to zero. So I don't like that. At the same time, what you just said makes a lot of sense, which is, you know, I think people can be crass and their hatred can come through, and then their excuse is, what, did I offend you? Because you're politically correct, so fuck you. You know what I mean? And so I think there's a balance to be struck somehow.
Well, I think that the issue is, it's very subtle, but if like some shithead says something that's not PC, and then somebody, you know, makes a dirty face at them, and then the shithead goes, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? Then the
right.
Correct response is, yeah, you did. And then the correct response from the shithead is, I don't care. And everything's fine. They each know where the other one stands. The shithead is an asshole. The offended person is offended. And they go on with their lives. The problem is, and this is why I think it's subtle, is when the shithead says something and the offended person makes a face. And the shithead goes, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? God damn it. Everybody's so PC. It's like, now the shithead is offended that somebody was offended at him. Fuck you, shithead. We have a right to be offended. And if we're going to do something about it, like creating laws or, you know, writing pamphlets or getting everybody on our side, we're doing it from the standpoint of a majority rule, which is democracy, which most of you shitheads champion in the first place. So if a vast majority of people think you're an asshole, guess what? You are an asshole. And you don't get to...
Well, I want to piggyback on that a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
No. Go ahead. Yeah.
Listen, I think that if you say something and it's funny, but it's terrible, it's funny. So I think we're allowed to laugh at certain things. Now, this is a very sensitive thing. Like, what are we allowed to laugh at? And when it comes to tragedies, you know, when people say too soon, that's a real thing. Like, what are you, the asshole that's going to make a joke about a tragedy like the, you know, 10 minutes after it happened, which is possible because we're on social media. So, like, you know, you can be that asshole. The thing is, if you're a true asshole, you're trying to make fun of it. You're not even funny.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
That's the thing. If you're just some fucking prick and it's your hatred that's talking, and your hatred, you're trying to kind of mask it with humor as if that's what you were trying to do. But no, that's not what you were trying to do. You're full of hate and you're a fucking asshole. And you're not funny. You're not funny and you're an asshole.
Exactly.
Now, there's a difference because the other side of the coin is that, you know, people say terrible things that are actually really, really, really funny, and the timing is right. And it's not that they're sensitive. It's just that their comedic timing is right and their intention is to be funny, not to fucking spew hatred out of their face.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that means, to me, I don't know, it almost justifies a terrible joke to me. Because actually, a really good joke at the right time, in the face of tragedy or like in the aftermath of tragedy, can be a little bit like healing and make light of the absurd pain that life is. You know what I mean? And that's kind of a good thing, especially if the intent is just to be funny and to lighten things up. Though there's a bunch of dickheads out there that just make the excuse of humor so they can be full on hateful all the time.
Yes.
And you know what that is, Jason?
Nonsense.
It's nonsense.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. You're exactly right. Because that's often how the conversation manifests. Is somebody will make a non-PC joke, and it's not that the other person didn't or made a face or anything. It's that the other person simply didn't laugh, and the person's like, "Oh, did my joke offend you?" And I guess the best response is like, "Well, it doesn't matter whether it offended me or not. It wasn't funny. I could see. I knew what you were going to say before you said it. You're so fucking predictable, you redneck son of a bitch, that." I could see it coming a mile away, and that's why it's not funny. And he could say, well, you just called me a redneck. That's not PC. And you called me a son bitch. That's also not PC, so fuck you. And it's like, yeah, I know. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, but Jason, you wouldn't ever call a redneck a son bitch. You would call him a son of a bitch.
Well, I'd call him a son ninja because I really don't like saying that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Right.
Even though I said it.
But look, this – And I did want to talk about this in the nonsense episode because it's nonsense from all sides and I find myself lost in it sometimes. Like, but I do think that what isn't nonsense, people's intentions, I think, are clarified. That clarifies things for me. People's intentions clarify things
Absolutely,
for me.
Yeah.
If somebody is making the excuse of being funny, but actually what they're doing is clearly being hateful and hurtful to another human being, then that's not an excuse, and it's nonsense.
Well,
When somebody's trying to be funny, and you know what? Maybe this is me just making excuses for us because we've pushed it so many times. But the fact is, I know that all we're really trying to do is kind of play on the absurdity of life, and that's my excuse for everything that we've ever done thus far. This is episode 19, And it's the previous 18 episodes, we're innocent, motherfuckers, innocent.
Well, okay, so let's put too fine a point on it here. There are definitely people out there who say some hateful shit and then will use the excuse, oh, I was just trying to be funny. That's their excuse. They know exactly what they're doing, and they use I was trying to be funny as an excuse. We, on the other hand, and it's subtle, but I'll try to stick to my point here. We, on the other hand, will try to be funny and then find out that someone was offended. And we may have crossed the line. Now, I will apologize genuinely. Like, if somebody listens to me say anything, I don't care what it is. If somebody hears me say the Pledge of Allegiance and they say, I was really offended by that, I'm genuinely sorry. Like, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. That was not my goal. My goal was not to hurt your feelings. However, I can only care about your feelings so much before I realize, you know, we're just not going to get along. There's, what, 2 million people on the earth? 3 million? Something like that? 7 billion? I don't know. There's a lot of people out there. Not everybody needs to get along with everybody all the time. If we make a podcast where I, you know, read the copy of, I read some copy from an ad by Larco where I use the word faghetti and someone says, oh, you can't say that. My response is, well, I can and I did. And if you don't like it, that is totally your right. And I respect that right. And I am willing to pay taxes so that people can go across the ocean and get killed while we try to steal oil from other countries in the name of protecting that freedom. But
you're such a patriot, Jason.
But that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to.
And actually, I'm not kidding. Actually, I think you are a patriot in that way.
Right.
But you were mentioning how, like, you're willing to apologize to people that are offended. Well, I want to take issue with that a little bit.
Let me be clear. Ahead, sorry. I will let you say. I'm not going to apologize that they were offended. I'll apologize that they were hurt. And I don't know if I used that word before, but that's the word I'm using now. So someone says, I'm offended. I'm going to say, well, I'm part Greek. Welcome to the United States of the world. Or whatever. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
And we've said this a lot, though. You're right. We don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hurt anyone. At the same time, I want to bring up this, that people being hurt to a certain degree is their own responsibility. Like, if you're hurt, sometimes that's the person that hurt you. That's their responsibility. Sometimes if you're hurt, it's because you interpret everything as a fucking attack.
Yeah.
And that's not the other person's problem.
Right.
And when it comes to nonsense, I wanted to bring up, and I brought this up at the last moments of the last episode, is the concept of a microaggression.
Yes, I'm glad you worked that in. So talk to me about that.
Well, because the concept of a microaggression is what I just said, but that's not the word. The word is microaggression, and I understand the concept of it conceptually, but it is applied in ways that I find are nonsensical.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, okay, so you're good with stuff like this, Jason. Like the word aggression, like tell me what that means. Like what is your definition of aggression?
Aggression,
that word, aggression.
An act or attitude of in your face, forcing another person's attention and or acquiescence and or subservience to your intention. I don't know. Now I want to Google it.
Maybe we should Google it, but I did like what you said, but I'm kind of aiming – I want to narrow it down to this thing where aggression to me is an intent. If you're aggressive, either full-on aggressive or passive-aggressive, there's an intent behind it.
Yeah.
That is, there's a malicious intent behind aggression. Okay. Would you agree with that?
For the sake of what you're talking about, yes. I don't want to get totally semantic on you. I may in a longer podcast.
Please do.
I may in a longer podcast take issue with the word malicious But I don't think that's... I think I may be missing the point here. I think we're on the same page. Please continue.
Well, let me clarify it then. The fact is, if you feel someone's aggressive toward you, don't you think that there's... what is the intent behind aggression? Let me ask you that question.
Well, okay. I think I see your point. Malicious, mal intent, or bad intent, or I am going to do something and it... I know that it won't benefit you. In fact, I'm hoping it the opposite will happen. I get what you're getting at, and yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
And doesn't that fit with the word aggression?
I think so, yes.
To me, there's not such a thing as accidental aggression. There's not accidental aggression.
Right. And if I see where you're going
aggression
with this...
it is purposeful. Aggression is purposeful.
Okay.
It might be a little bit subconscious, but not unconscious. Like it's there.
Yeah, okay.
You're meaning to do something. You're meaning to... I mean, malicious might be a little strong of a word, but...
No, I think it's appropriate. No, you're... Yeah, okay. And if I... Don't let me take the wind out of your sails, but I think you're really focusing on this as an act of will, that if a person is being non-PC as an act of will, that's bad. But if a person is being non-PC and someone else misconstrues it as an act of will, then it's on that misconstruer, not on the person who's being non-PC as such. Is that what you're getting at?
I think you're reading into what I'm trying to say. I think my problem with the word microaggression is that it is... And this is really strange, because to call somebody out on a microaggression is actually aggressive. The microaggression itself might have been completely just oblivious. Like the person that commits a microaggression, it might have just been because of their ignorance and because of the way that they were raised, and they don't mean any harm at all, and they are completely naive to the pain that they've caused by saying the stupid thing that they've just said. However, it's called a microaggression. Now think about this. That means and then they are called out as being microaggressive per se.
Right.
Guess what? That's intentionally aggressive, because you're calling that person malicious immediately.
Yes. Yes. I think that...
But you're the one that is now being malicious. They made a mistake. You judged them. You judged their character, which is aggressive. So it's this strange thing where sometimes, and now not all the time, when someone accuses another person of being of committing a microaggression, that accusation is the microaggression, because their intent is to judge the character and to kind of downgrade that person. The person that fucked up and said something stupid was not aggressive at all. They made a mistake and they accidentally offended somebody.
Right. I guess
do you see this weird dichotomy? That's why I wanted to bring up microaggression, because I feel like that term can be pushed to the brink of nonsense. No, it can tip over the edge into the chasm of nonsense for okay. Sure.
So let me ask you this question. What is the context within which you have heard the term microaggression used? He asked him as he was taking a drink of his
Clamato. Yes, I was, but I was also taking a drink so I could think about this. And see, this speaks to how delicate the climate is. The social climate is so delicate that I need to sit and take a deep breath and a drink of a chelada before I find the words to explain myself, because if I don't do it now, even though nobody knows who the fuck I am except everybody that's listening to this podcast, I might fuck up and say the wrong thing and be judged.
Yeah.
So So, sorry, what was the question?
What's the context within which you've heard this expression, microaggression?
All right, so apparently the best way to be is to be blind of all ethnicity and race and size intellectual ability and weight and everything like that. We need to be blind of all of that, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You don't agree.
No.
Look, I rattled off a list of everything that we've addressed offensively on a comedic level, but I'm just saying, if you are to say anything about there's a weird conflict, because if you're trying to be politically correct, you need to be culturally sensitive. Okay. In order to be culturally sensitive, you need to be able to understand the differences between this culture and that, right?
Okay.
Are you following me?
I'm following you.
In order to be culturally sensitive, you need to understand the differences between all these cultures, right?
Sure.
Now, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, because then if you say something about a culture that is definitive about that culture, it might also be, and probably will be, considered a microaggression against that culture.
Okay. Yeah, that
Are
makes
you following
sense to me.
Me.
That makes sense. So I get what I'm asking, though, is okay, let me tell you what I understand microaggression to mean.
I'm speaking in generalities, because I don't want to give you a specific.
Fair enough.
You
my,
know?
My understanding is microaggressions are called that because they are small, but the reason they're called out at all is because over time they have a large impact. And the insidious nature of microaggressions in this context is that because they're small, people can get away with them. And
right.
Because they're getting away with them, the overall impact is not in any way lessened by people being aware of what they're doing. For example, somebody makes a crude joke at the expense of an ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else responds with, you know, appropriately, like, well, that's very insensitive. Another person said, oh, well, I'm just joking. Okay.
Right.
The issue with these microaggressions, again, I'm being very subtle, so bear with me. The issue with these microaggressions is not that the person said it. It's that the person got away with saying it. Okay. And so if, like I said, if I were to make a joke about spaghetti and somebody, you know, sends me an email saying, I'm a person who had the word fag shouted at me for a big portion of my life, and every time I hear it, I just feel really terrible. My response would be, that makes me feel terrible. I don't want you to feel terrible. I didn't say it to make you feel terrible, and I'm not going to use the excuse that I was just making a joke and you need to get over it. I'm glad you told me that. However, if somebody who has never been called that sends me emails saying, hey, you can't say shit like that, you're going to offend somebody. I'm like, hey, buddy, if you don't like it, don't listen. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah, I do.
You and I are in the one group that cannot be degraded by any other group's speech about us, right? People can say white people suck, but that doesn't degrade us. People can say men suck, but that doesn't relinquish us of any of the power that we have. People can say heterosexuals are jerks. But you and I are not going to cease to be able to be heterosexuals in any way because people said that. So it's very difficult for us to even understand what it's like to be brought down a peg or two by somebody disparaging us for who we are, because we have got all the power. We're privileged. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying it's the way it is.
No, I was just saying that now you're going into the concept of privilege, which and the way that you've explained it, I think, is very clear. it's not a, and this is the not funny. This is the nonsense episode, and yet you've it makes more sense to me than ever before.
Good, yeah.
The privilege thing makes sense to me. At the same time, I feel like that concept has gone too far. And I think the concept of microaggression is a real concept that needs to be taken seriously. But I also feel like that gets taken too far. And absolutely. I don't want the pendulum to swing too far in one direction to where, okay, Jason, you're a white heterosexual male. Because you have that privilege, I don't want that to mean that all of your work and all of your intention and all of the good things about you as a person are not taken seriously or undermined. I don't want it to go that far, and sometimes I feel like it is. Well, and that's all I'm saying.
If the pendulum does swing the other way because that's the way society deems it to be so, well then, you know, I take a little bit of a, you know, a come what may attitude. It's like, oh, that's the way it is. I mean, maybe it's another group's turn for the next, you know, 5,000 years, whatever. It's certainly it's not the case that, what was I trying to say? If people get offended, what am I trying to get at here? I don't know.
Certainly dicks and farts, because the last 15 minutes of this show, oh my God, like we went right down into some really serious discussion.
Yes.
And you know what? I apologize to our listener, or maybe this was interesting. I don't know. We usually don't get go this direction for this long.
We kind of do sometimes. I mean, the reason we started making these recordings is because we were fascinated by each other's insights, and sometimes we say funny things and sometimes not. So definitely we're at a point where we've got 14 minutes left in the show. We haven't done our ads yet. We haven't done arguments for cancellation. So
Let me put a cap on this. Do think it's just from a semantic level, I wanted to talk about microaggressions in the nonsense episode because I think it should have a different name. I understand what we're all talking about, but to call it a microaggression in many cases is a misnomer. Because what it is people's ignorance and people's insensitivity. They're being inconsiderate and not intentionally so. So let's not call people aggressive when they're just being ignorant. And I can say that with a lot of confidence because people come from small communities like I did. Now, that doesn't mean there's some sort of intense, you know, inexorable racism that was built into me. But people come from very small communities and they're trying to learn how to be sensitive. And if you're calling them aggressive, that's aggressive. Let's back off a little bit and really work really try to find a good way to explain what's happening. Because this is ignorance. It's not aggression. And that's all I'm saying.
No, I hear what you're getting at. I think I agree. And this is a case where you can't really fight fire with fire because everybody gets burned. Ha! Ha! That's so clever.
All right.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's definitely worth discussing. I really do believe that. However, we got to pay for the show, Joe. We got to do some ads. Ads. Do you have an ad? Who's going first with the ad?
Well, I don't know, but I'm kind of liking not being funny. Do we have to be funny now again?
Well, if you don't want to be funny.
Or have we ever been funny?
I was about to say, I don't think you cannot be funny, Joe. Everything you say is hilarious nonsense. My ad, or the one that Larko sent to me, is very long. And I don't want to, like, give you something that you are forced to, like, follow and have to recover from, like when everybody stops listening to the show because of my long ass ad, they won't hear yours.
This ad is long. They knew you were going to read it. The ad is long. Was it based on your penis?
It was. It is. It's basically just me reading my penis.
This is a stupid question, but is this copy sent to you by Larko? Is this?
Yeah, it's Larko ad as always. You know. We have an arrangement with them. Yeah.
Well, if this is a long ad,
should we just get it over with?
Yeah, just do it. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm going to go take a pee while you read it. And then when I listen to it tomorrow, it's going to be a wonderful surprise.
Okay, fair enough. Here you go. Go pee.
Hit it.
All right, here we go. Got my copy here. Let's see. All right. We've all been there before. You've got an interview in 5 minutes, but you're stuck in line at the 7-Eleven trying to buy some ice for your grandma's party next Tuesday to celebrate the 19th time she watched that episode of Seinfeld, the one where Kramer does that saying with his pants. Hilarious, but it's not so funny when 13 ninjas drop out of the ceiling and start doing the foxtrot while the music of Ariana Grande bounces around inside your head like a corgi on bath salts. So what do? Do you go home and finally write that novel about how a crack team of Rebel Alliance chartreuse berets infiltrated a blaster manufactory and changed the prismatic crystals for level 7 random distortion gems, explaining finally why stormtroopers miss their shots all the time? Or would that take away from the mythos of one of our galaxy's most beloved memes? Is this your beautiful house? Is this your beautiful wife? Is there indeed water at the bottom of the ocean? And then it hits you, like a 2x4 upside the head of a snotty 9-year-old messing around in Grandpa's workshop even though he's been told 1,000 times to stay the fuck out. What you need is a tool. Literally. To throw a wrench in the works. Literally. Something to really fudge things up. And Larco delivers. Introducing the latest craze, the Fudget Spanner. Spanner, by the way, is British for wrench. With the Larco Fudget Spanner, you'll be adding just the right amount of chaos to an otherwise normal, everyday kind of day. The careful latticework of life's pre-constructed existence will become a pile of bent girders and broken platform walkways after you get a hold of one of these hefty beauties. Say, for example, you're a somewhat attractive YouTube star from Dallas, Texas, sitting in a tire repair outlet while you wait for them to remove three two-penny nails from your rear left. In walks, what, a kid in a 50-year-old man and another kid wearing a cape? Too normal for you? Too everyday? Clock him in the head with a fudget spanner. Chaos will, we promise, ensue. Or perhaps you're the wife of an erstwhile podcaster who's slightly fed up with his absolutely boring and predictable Thursday nights that they've become, what with the beer, the tequila, the cackling laughter, the way he slides into bed afterwards and assaults your toes as if giving foot massages was the key to nirvana and he's got a hot date with Buddha, stat. Sound too witheringly familiar? Grab up a fudget spanner and knock that bad boy's brains into Concussion City population him. Heck, do it on a Wednesday afternoon when he's at his desk doing his, and this part's in air quotes, writing. The Larco Fudget Spanner is available in sketchy gas stations and online, and if you use our code when ordering, JBC, Larco will throw in, at no charge, a level 7 random distortion gem absolutely free. Just pay a small Ariana Grande handling fee. Albert Camus said it best. My brakes feel kind of spongy. Ready to ditch the angst for some good old-fashioned absurdism? You're in the right place. Get the Larco Fudget Spanner. Or don't. Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Yeah.
Same as it ever was. All right.
All right, your turn.
I don't know what the hell you were just talking about.
Nonsense.
It sounded interesting. But I couldn't put it together. So that was from Larco, of course.
Yeah. Hefty check from them. You got an ad for us to read?
Well, I do. But before I do that, you know what? Yeah, I guess I'll do the ad first. Here's the thing. This is a little different this time because they didn't want me to read the ad. They had a specific representative that they wanted to read the ad. Give me the intro and I'll explain it to you, and then we'll bring that individual on to read the ad.
Huh. Can't hear it. Something's wrong.
Oh yeah?
Let me try this.
We need a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, here we go.
So I don't have the honor of reading the copy this week, but from one of our wonderful sponsors, they've sent a representative, and I think he's on the line now. His name is Bob. Bob?
Hello, Joe and Jay. Thanks for having me on the show. My name's Bob. I'm not an actor, but I play one on TV. I'm here today to talk about something very important. Your health. You see, it's never too late to reduce your risk of suffering a stroke. Along with eating right, exercising, and quitting smoking, there's one more simple thing you can do to make sure a stroke never happens to you. Take an aspirin by Bayer every day. Just one pill per day, and your jubble slumber blips singing poops. In addition to Medusa the dicks of a spoke, aspirin also snuffleupagates the pine cone of a shark on crack. Shard attack, I mean to say. Sesame Street on ice. Wait, aspirin's for headaches, right? What'd I say to me? Ask your double cheeseburger about World Series poker today. And hand jive to your fartist about aspirin. Oh, my dog, I stink I'm shaving a dork right now. Slut bunny scalp me, sleaze. Dung puppy, cheese. Bob?
I think you just fucking convinced.
Wrong outro. Ruined it.
No. Is Bob okay? You still have him on the line?
No, he hung up. That was a dial tone. Click.
Well, not sure if Bob's okay.
He'll be fine. He took an aspirin.
I thought maybe he was asking for help, but I don't know. I guess that's not our responsibility.
I'm going to break down the fourth wall for a second. Your ad, my ad. Simpatico. Fuck.
No kidding. I guess I'll hear that tomorrow.
Yeah. When I say your ad, I mean Bayer's ad. And when I say my ad, I mean Larco's ad. Just to be clear. Yeah.
I'm just hoping Bob's okay. I wanted to bring up Larco because that's something that we kind of avoid in a way. I don't think anybody really understands that. And I found a clip before we go into my argument for cancellation this week. Found a clip of you explaining Larco that I think really clarifies things. And people that have been listening to the podcast for a long time will sound familiar. I think it's good for the nonsense episode because I consider it nonsense, but I consider it beautiful, poetic nonsense. That's on your part. And I don't know if you even remember doing this, but your description of our primary sponsor, which is Larco. Can you hit that clip for me?
I will. Just, yeah. Is this the argument for cancellation?
No, not at all. This is just Larco.
Is there an argument for cancellation today?
Oh yeah, there is.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. Definitely. This is Larco. Okay.
But I wanted to do this first.
Okay. Here we go.
Larco is sort of the they're the acme of things that people want or need or can buy or know about or don't know about that are in the realm of consumerism is tantamount to being akin to a kind of sort of like, let's say that you were going to, no, let me put it this way. Okay. Imagine. All right. Okay. Joe, you and I were sitting on, no, we're running. Let's say you and I were sit running in a kind of a virtual, how do you say it in English? A kind of, I want to say ball? No, bull. No, boulevard. Okay, you're walking down the boulevard. All right, Joe. Larco is like...
I feel like you're stalling a little bit, as if you don't understand what Larco really is. Okay. So, any of you, Ian... that are listening. That's what Larco is.
Yeah.
If you've ever wondered what it is. I just thought that was the best explanation.
I can read to you right now from their Wikipedia page if you want.
Sure.
Yeah. LARCO was founded in 2006 as LARCO Megapelvic Enterprises and as a subsidiary holding corporation of LARCO Non-Direct Selling Companies, which are Box Rebellion Hotel Corporation, Gurgle Bunny Products, Forgotten Leukemia Genetics, Meg Genetics, and Futon Innovation Packaging. Now, Pygmy Inhibitions Incorporated, formed in 2007, was split off from Forgotten Leukemia and is a wholly unowned subsidiary of LARCO Megapelvic Enterprises. LARCO is a privately held corporation owned and run by members of the Van Gasoline and Taxi Driver families. I think they're Dutch. It was established in 1999 to serve as the parent company for a handful of business ventures, most notably the multi-plastic marketing company MyWay and MyWay Global, and a manufacturing and distribution company, largely business group. In 2006, LARCO purchased Gurgle Bunny from an unknown Bedouin Incorporated, and that's how they became LME today.
Oh, fuck me in the ass. This is a really good time for their arguments for cancellation. Can you give me my intro, please?
I can sure do that.
Sometimes that is better.
Here it is, another argument for cancellation. Please let this be the one that takes. So, here's the thing. This is the nonsense episode, and this is the perfect opportunity for me to tell you that podcast after podcast after podcast, it is nonsense, nonsense, nonsense.
Yes.
And so, I think you'll find when you listen to this montage, there's too much nonsense. I call this the what the fuck is going on, Taj?
A basket full of muskrats eating brisket because of Brexit. That's stupid.
Hey, it's a Komodo dragon. You know, they wibble wobble and they flibble flobble around. And
Emma Thompson, Emma Watson. Emma Thompson, Emma Watson. Emma Thompson, Emma Watson. Emma Stone. Chicken stick and ham bone. All right, I'm ready.
It would wibble wobble and flibble and flibble flobble bobble.
You're a rebel and you're maybe a gunkin too. Because of those two strikes, there are some people in this galaxy who will assume that you know less than you do.
You're a jubble slumber blips singing poops.
I was talking to one guy. I was talking to two of them. It was like all three of them, but it was only two were there. But I was talking to all three.
A 1, 2, 3, 4 forks and spoons and buffoons.
It's kind of like a dance. When you don't move, but it's dancing, it was like that.
Melt the faces off the skulls of your family and friends with the patented Plec Pro Mega Facial Angus Fiber Hendrix Turbo Ravon Dick Hardening Poly Ejaculate Technology.
Not really, because my eyes were closed. Well, they were open, but...
Ask your double cheeseburger about World Series poker today.
It takes more than just practice to juggle three naked midgets. Each midget juggling three gerbils, and each gerbil juggling three flaming matchsticks.
Glorious hedgehog massage.
Each midget with a boner, and each boner spinning a plate.
The midget fidgets with a sticky widget.
And hand jive to your fartist about aspirin.
What have we learned today, Joe?
Not much.
Good night. That was great about that argument for cancellation, you motherfucker. You put in content that you had us play literally 5 minutes ago.
Well, you don't understand. As I listened to this podcast, which is clearly about nonsense, I needed to add in. That's the thing. I needed to add in, and that's how good I am. Like, dude, I'm taking shit from this episode.
Yes.
And I'm putting it into the montage. Nobody's ever done that.
Never.
Yes, 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 they have. Of course they have.
No,
but
no one
this
has
is
ever
the first
done
time that I've done it, so I'm really proud of myself. God damn it, it's all nonsense all the time. Have I convinced you that this is bullshit?
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Yes.
Sometimes that is better.
Indeed.
You convinced me. We're 4 minutes over. We should probably end this nonsense. Any last thoughts, Joe, before we end this nonsense?
Well, I wonder, is this meaningful to you in any way? You always ask me for last thoughts, but come on, what have you taken from this? Last time you were like, hey, have we learned anything? And I was basically like, no. And but I'm going to ask you this time. I'm boomerang. Right back at you. What is the meaning of all this?
Here's what I've learned. Tonight, yeah. I've listened to my voice more than I have ever in my life. As we prepared for the show and as we did the show. And what I've learned is that, okay, I think we're pretty funny. But if we could have professional voice actors say the shit we come up with, we would rule this planet. That's what I think.
All right, I like that. So before we go, you pick who's playing you.
Oh, God. Who's playing me?
Who's the voice actor that would play you the best?
Oh, I know his name. What's his name? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Damn, that's good. You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've right away, I just came up with this, and now I have to break it down to the top three. So, top three is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt,
of course,
and then number one, Gilbert Gottfried.
Nailed it. I drive a fast car. I got a fat clock. I can't do a Gilbert Gottfried. I think next time you have sanitized a song, Joe, you should do it in a Gilbert Gottfried voice.
I can't even give a teaser for that.
Put you on the spot. All right. Good night, everybody. Next week's show will be about mental health.
Not bad. Fucking nonsense! Oh,